President Bush today spoke to reporters before meeting with members of his National Security Council at the White House. The president said twice that he wanted to get Osama bin Laden dead or alive. Later in the day, the president went to the Islamic Center in Washington, D.C., and he deplored incidents in recent days that have victimized Arab Americans or Muslims. It was the seventh straight day in which the president was unusually visible, going before cameras often and sending messages of grief, anger, regret, and revenge. NPR's national political correspondent Mara Liasson joins us now to talk about those messages and the perceptions of the president's performance. So Mara, first of all, the polls, they show the president has overwhelming support, better than 80% in some polls, approving of the way he's doing his job.
Absolutely. There's no question, Robert, that the public is rallying around the president. Americans are grief-stricken, they're angry, and as the polls show, they are also ready to punish the perpetrators, even if it means American casualties. These are the kind of polled numbers that Bush's father only got after he won a war. And of course, that feeling is reflected in Congress. You saw unanimous votes in the Senate authorizing the president to use force, and in the House there was just one no vote.
So everyone is saluting and approving in public. What about in private?
Well, there is an undercurrent of uncertainty. I wouldn't call it opposition in private. Certainly that uncertainty can't be expressed in public. As a matter of fact, one Clinton administration official I talked to today said, off the record, that right now, at a moment of national panic, it's unseemly to be critical of the president. I think this is the definition of politics stopping at the water's edge. I talked with another prominent Democratic operative who is usually very partisan. He said he desperately wants the president to succeed. He said right now he's the only president we've got. If he fails, we fail. But in private, several Democrats said they were concerned about the way the president has been talking about the situation. One former Clinton advisor said that when the president talks like a Wild West sheriff, the way he did today, saying he wanted Osama dead or alive, or yesterday when he called the war against terrorism a crusade, he might make it harder to form the kind of coalition with moderate Arab states like Egypt or Saudi Arabia or Jordan, who of course have Islamic fundamentalist problems of their own at home. And this Democrat said that if this is a crusade, it begins to sound just like the kind of holy war, Islam versus the West, that Osama bin Laden wants. I should say, Robert, that every Democrat I talked to had nothing but praise for Vice President Cheney and Secretary of State Powell and Donald Rumsfeld.
But, I mean, there's no news in Democratic doubts about President Bush and about his experience and his leadership capabilities. Republican misgivings as well?
Republicans, of course, are much happier with the president's performance, but it's not hard to find members of the president's own party who are nervous, too. One former Republican White House official cringed, really, when he heard the dead or alive statement. This Republican said that under any circumstances, every word an American president utters is important, but in a situation like this, every word has to be even more carefully calibrated. And this Republican said, this is not the time for President Bush to be off the cuff.
So how long do you think we're going to still see the show of national unity, the absence of partisan criticisms?
For quite some time, but not forever. Several Democrats I talked to today said they wanted to give the president a chance to come up with a plan for prosecuting this war against terrorism, and when he did, there would be plenty of time for them to ask questions about it. For now, they are giving him the benefit of the doubt and, in effect, another honeymoon.
But when you heard criticisms of the president, whether from Democrats or Republicans, were you hearing criticisms of the style, of how he's done what he's done, or actually what he's done?
The style, the way he's talked about it, and that is an important distinction. One Democrat I talked to today said, look, right now we don't need the president to be a great communicator or a great inspirer. We're inspiring ourselves just fine, thank you. What will matter is whether the president's actions work over the long term. This Democrat worked for Jimmy Carter, and he remembers that Carter got a surge of public support when the hostages were taken, but he was judged ultimately on whether or not he could get them back, and he didn't.
Thank you, Mara. NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson.